WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey there, awesome people. Brandon Cole here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life with a little more stoic grace. Today, we're diving into something super important, especially in a world that often feels like it's moving at warp speed, cultivating gratitude and appreciation. Ever feel like you're running on a hamster wheel? Always chasing the next thing, always wanting more? Well, I'm here to tell you there's magic in shifting your focus to what you already have, the good stuff that often gets overshadowed by our relentless desire for more. Trust me, this ain't about being some Pollyanna-ish optimist ignoring the bad stuff. It's about finding that inner balance, appreciating the wins, big and small, and letting that gratitude fuel your journey. Now, I know what you're thinking. Easy for you to say, Brandon. You seem pretty chill, and hey, there are days when even I struggle with the whole positive vibes only thing. But over time, I've learned that practicing gratitude isn't just some feel-good exercise, it's a superpower. Here are 5 key takeaways that have seriously transformed my life and can do the same for you. First, gratitude is a muscle. Just like any other muscle, it needs to be exercised regularly. Start small. Every morning, take a few moments to list 3 things you're grateful for. No matter how seemingly insignificant they might seem. A sunny day? That extra slice of pizza last night? Your comfy bed? These little wins add up. Second, appreciation goes beyond the material. We often get caught up in wanting the latest gadgets or that dream vacation. But true gratitude involves appreciating the intangible, good health, loving relationships, even the simple joy of a good laugh. You know, those things money can't buy. Third, gratitude is contagious. When you show appreciation to others, it not only makes them feel good but also sets off a ripple effect of positivity. A genuine thank you, a heartfelt compliment, a small act of kindness, these go a long way in creating a more connected and joyful world. Fourth, gratitude shifts your perspective. It helps you focus on the abundance in your life instead of dwelling on what's missing. When you're grateful for what you have, it naturally reduces stress and negativity. Think about it. Complaining rarely solves anything. But appreciating the good stuff can actually boost your mood and resilience. And lastly, gratitude is a journey, not a destination. There will be ups and downs, days when it feels harder to find those things to appreciate. That's okay, just keep practicing, keep showing up for yourself and others with kindness, and remember that even the smallest moments can be filled with beauty and meaning. Now, let me tell you about a time when this whole gratitude thing really hit home for me. I was going through a tough patch, feeling stuck in my career rut. Everything seemed overwhelming, and I was constantly comparing myself to others. Then, one day, while walking my dog, I realized how incredible it was to have him by my side. His unconditional love, his goofy tail wags, his simple joy of being alive, it completely shifted my perspective. I started noticing the little things. The warmth of the sun on my face, the laughter of children playing in the park, a delicious cup of coffee on a chilly morning. Suddenly, even though things were still challenging, there was this sense of peace and appreciation that I hadn't felt before. So, what's one thing you can do right now to cultivate more gratitude? Maybe it's sending a quick text to someone you appreciate, taking a moment to savor your favorite meal, or simply noticing the beauty in your surroundings. Remember, it's not about being perfect, it's about making a conscious effort to shift your focus and find joy in the everyday moments. This is your daily reminder to practice gratitude, my friends. It's a game changer, trust me. And don't forget to share this episode with someone who needs a little dose of appreciation today. Let's spread the stoic love.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.